As gambling grows, some state legislators worry that expected proceeds might shrink. That could occur because of competition or lack of interest. The publisher of Governing Magazine recently talked with Wisconsin policymakers about that. Peter Harkness didn't predict whether future revenues would in fact dwindle or dry up, but points out some forms of state-run gambling haven't fared well.
Look at lotteries. Look at state lotteries. The usual experience with state lotteries is that you have very good revenue the first number of years, and then it just starts to fall off. And what actually gets to education or whatever it's supposed to go to begins to trail off considerably.
Wisconsin's lottery proceeds go toward property tax relief, but ticket sales have been on the decline despite heavy marketing. A spokesperson for the Potawatomi tribe concedes that could happen with casino gambling eventually, but now coffers are flush. An audit done last year showed profits from Wisconsin's 24 casino and bingo operations went up 59% over 5 years. And with new, never-ending agreements, the Potawatomi and others are considering expanding or building more casinos. Tribal spokesperson Tom Krajewski says gambling won't always be the main source of income, though.
What's going to happen 10, 15, 20 years down the road, no one knows. That's why the tribes want to move as quickly as they can into other endeavors, other businesses, so that they are not reliant upon Indian gaming.
But for now, magazine publisher Harkness says both tribes and states are counting on casino money.
People are looking at slot machines in racetracks, Indian reservation gambling, that kind of stuff. And I think gambling will expand all across the country.
Wisconsin expects to get $210 million from Indian casino gambling over the next 2 years, but that figure has already shrunk once. The 7 new compacts allow tribes more casino games and inhibit competition from currently illegal tavern slot machines. But those agreements are being challenged in court by Republicans. They contend the agreement shouldn't last forever and that a constitutional amendment prohibits an expansion of gambling. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.